12. Drachenfels took the full force of the swing in the small of his back. He held Genevieve to him, unwilling to give up the blood that would revivify him. Detlef Seok swung round with his blow and faced the great enchanter. Drachenfels saw the shining hammer in his hands and knew a moment of fear. He didn't dare say the name that came to him. Long ago, he had stood at the head of his defeated goblin horde, humbled by the wild-eyed, blond-bearded giant who held his hammer high in victory. His magics deserted him, and his body rotted as the hammer blows connected. It had taken 1,000 years to claw his way back to full life. The light that shone in Detlef's eyes was not the light of genius. It was the light of Sigmar. The human tribes of the northeast and all the hordes of the dwarves had rallied to that hammer. For the first time, Drachenfels had been bested in battle. Sigmar Heldenhammer had stood over him, his boot on the great enchanter's face, and ground him into the mud. Genevieve struggled free of him and darted away. Another blow fell on the exposed plates of his skull. Deep inside Constant Drachenfels, Laszlo Lowenstein floundered in death, and Erzbet, Rudy, Manesh and Anton Veit, and the others, the many thousand others. Detlef jabbed with the hammer, using it like a staff, and Drachenfels felt his nose cave inwards. Erzbet's heart burst, flooding bile into his chest. Rudy's fat turned liquid and gushed down into the cavity of his stomach. Manesh's skin split and sloughed off him in swathes. Veit's bones cracked. Drachenfels was betrayed by his kills. Waiting in the wings, Drachenfels saw the monk-robed figures. That semi-human ape tribesman would be there, and the thousands upon thousands who had followed him into death. Detlef, paint streaming from his face, berserker foam in his mouth, swung his hammer. Lowenstein's thin body stood alone in the ruin that would have been the great enchanter. Drachenfels cried out again, feebly this time.
Sigmar, he bleated. Have mercy.
The hammer blows landed. The skull cracked open like an egg. Drachenfels collapsed, and the blows continued to come. It had been cold on the plains, and he had been left behind to die, too sickly to be supported by the tribe. The other man, the first kill, had chanced by, and he had fought to take the life from him. He had won. But now, 15,000 years later, he knew he had lost after all. He had only held off death for a few moments in the span of eternity. For the last time, the life went out of him.